Welcome to Fire Talk Radio, teaching the unfiltered Word of God with the anointing of His Spirit, with subjects on eternity and the choices we make that determine our eternal destiny.
Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Fire Talk Radio. I'm so glad you're here tonight, joining me in whatever part of the world you're listening to me from, whatever time zone. My name is Deborah Lacewell, and I'm your host, the host of Fire Talk Radio. And tonight I'm going to be finishing on a four-part series of my mission, and tonight is fulfilling my mission. And so I'm going to be doing a different topic different topic every month, and I'm going to try and catch up some. On the 25th of this month is actually winter camp meeting, so I'll be recording some, and I'm trying to get caught up because already in the second week or something like that, the second week of the month, and it's the third Friday, so I need to catch up so that all of this month's topic will be played this month before I go into a new topic next month. So maybe what I'll do is I'll pre-record and I'll air them next, the two last Fridays in the month, and then I'll probably air one. I may air the last, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but it's going to get done so that we're all caught up and on to the next topic. And, I just want to tell you, I feel strongly to tell you that if nobody has ever told you, God loves you and has a great plan for your life. And if you're not for sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you would go to heaven if you died this very second, you know, the Holy Bible reads, we've all sinned. None of us is perfect. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whoever calls upon his name shall be saved. So if you want to make sure you're going to go to heaven, just mean it with your heart and just repeat after me. Just say, Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me. Cleanse me. Set me free. Jesus, I believe that you died for me. I believe that you rose from the dead and are coming back again for me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit, passion for the lost, a hunger for the things of God, and a holy boldness to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am saved, I am born again, I am forgiven, and I'm on my way to heaven because I have Jesus in my heart. I want to tell you right now, as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I tell you today that all of your sins are forgiven you. Always remember to run to God and not from God, because He loves you so much and has a great, great plan for your life. And I want to let you know right now that all of heaven is rejoicing because you said that prayer and you asked Jesus in your heart. As I said, I felt very strongly to say it at the beginning of the show. And welcome, welcome. That's the best decision, the best decision you ever made. So praise God. I just want to go to a quick song here, and I'll be back in a little while, and I'll be teaching the message. I'll be back shortly. God, he is definitely, definitely holy. So holy. Now, as I said, tonight I am going to be continuing my, ending just this one particular one is on my mission, my purpose. And I'm going to conclude that particular topic. And then I'm going to catch up on some other ones, as I said, but I'll try and make that available to you quickly as possible and let you know ahead of time when those are going to be. Definitely two of them on the two Fridays to come, but somehow I'm going to put anyway, it'll all work out. So, let's see. I'm going to start off tonight with a moment of prayer. Father God, I just thank you for this moment in time that you have given me this opportunity to speak to your people. Touch their hearts, Father God, and help them be receptive to the word and help them have an understanding of it. I thank you, Father God, right now that they understand that I speak your word clearly and that the Holy Spirit guide me and guide them and touch their hearts. And I thank you for it, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, tonight is fulfilling my mission. That's the last part on my mission, my purpose. The foundation scriptures are Mark 16, verses 15 through 20, and Acts 1, 4 through 5 and 8. Mark 16, 15 reads, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following." Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 5. "And while being in their company and eating with them, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, of which he said, You have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but not many days from now you shall be baptized with, placed in, introduced into the Holy Spirit." Acts chapter 1, verse 8, "But you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends, the very bounds of the earth." Those last two scriptures were in the Amplified Version. Now, this mission is a divine mission. It's involving the Great Commission. Every one of you is called of God, called to be a follower of Jesus, called to proclaim the good news, called to be a disciple of his, called to make disciples that are his, called to be like Jesus. You and I are on a mission, brought into the kingdom for such a time as this. You and I have a divine destiny to fulfill, and this is the reason why we exist. You and I are stewards of God's grace and glory, and we're called to manifest his anointing. We're also called to occupy till he comes again, until all he has entrusted to you. Use all that he has entrusted to you. Multiply talents as you go in order that the whole world may know. All are called to a ministry of reconciliation. All are called to be a witness. All are called to use their talents for the king. All are called to support kingdom work. All are called to multiply and produce fruit. This is your mission. In order to accomplish your mission, it takes everything God has given you. You have the grace it takes and the grace you need. It's not a sleep, it's a race. You have to work diligently at your mission, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And know that we're going to give an account of what we have done with what God has entrusted to us, our time, our talents, our treasure, our tongue. So basically our time. How do you spend your day? Do you put off to tomorrow what you can do today, like if it's cleaning or if it's an assignment for school, whatever the case may be, Do you spend most of your time playing video games on Facebook, watching TV or old shows on YouTube? How much of your day, how much of the time in the day or of an hour or of the week or the month do you spend trying to advance the kingdom of God that with that time for him? How much, only you can answer that question, and time to take an inventory of how we spend our time and time management, and as it says, redeeming the time for the days are evil. So we need to take stock and spend out how we're spending that, find out how we're spending that time. It's very important because life is a vapor. It's here 1 minute and next is gone, just like vapors. So we have to use the time wisely. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with watching a movie, as long as it's a godly movie, something that's, you know, you've got to protect your ear, your eyes, your ear gates, your gateways to the soul. Got to protect your eyes. Watch what you're watching, what you're seeing, even if you don't know it's going to be on there or it's an accident. You have to be careful what you hear. If it's cussing, if it's just different things, and just be really, really careful. So there's nothing wrong with watching a movie or doing things like these that I mentioned earlier, but it's over an excess of you doing it. How much is too much time? Are you wasting time? What areas of time are you wasting that could be used for furthering the kingdom of God and could be used toward your eternal purpose? And our talents, our gifts. Do you write well? Do you do creative writing? Do you have the gift of administration? Are you good at writing computer programs? Do you sing really well and worship the Lord? Do you play an instrument? What gifts and talents has God given you? Has he entrusted you with that you could be using for his glory and to further his glory and to attract people to him? And what about your treasure, your money? Where does your treasure go? Does it go to help people? And the Bible says there's nothing wrong with having money. The love of money is the root of all evil. But there's nothing wrong with having money. There's nothing wrong with being blessed and God prospering you or me. And of course, it says in Malachi chapter 3, it talks about bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now, here we say, the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing on you, you do not have room enough to receive, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. All nations will call you blessed. So it's the tithe is the 10%. Every if you get a paycheck every 2 weeks, immediately before taxes or take just before anything, I might have that part wrong, but is this your gross income or your net, the part that's yours, that your paycheck? I know that they take some things out, the government takes some things out of check, but what you have, that lump sum before you do anything with it, 10% goes toward is paid to the local church. Well, actually, the church that you attend, that you're fed the Word of God, and that you are blessed there, and that you're growing in, that 10% belongs there. And some people, I mean, it's just 10%, and 10% is really the minimum. Because if a person is just tithing, then they're not giving. They're not sowing. And I don't mean that condemningly. I'm just really making a statement, not toward you personally, but I'm just making a statement that if a person is not is only tithing, then they're not giving of their treasure. Yes, they're giving 10%, which is rightfully God's, but if they're giving nothing over the 10%, then they're not actually giving, but they're tithing, which is good that they're tithing, but it's time to stretch your faith. Even if you can stretch your faith and believe God that you can give a quarter or a dollar or a couple of dollars or even more, whatever God lays on your heart to give, and furthering the gospel, furthering the kingdom of God, because with giving, you know, whatever you sow, you shall reap. And my pastor has taught it a lot. He's told people in different parts of the world when he's been preaching, he doesn't care if they bring a walrus tooth or an ostrich egg, but to give something. People have given, taken off buttons off their shirt or off their jacket and put it in the offering. And it's just sowing into the anointing, giving something to God, not coming empty-handed, but also with the treasure, furthering the kingdom, investing in what God has us to do that will further along. The next one, our tongue. We will be given an account of our, gave account to God of what we have done with our time, talents, treasure, and our tongue. Ooh. That one right there is a tricky one. We're going to have to give an account of every idle word that comes out of our mouth. And everything. How do we use our tongue? Do we build people up or tear them down with it? Do we gossip and backbite and stab them behind their backs when they're not looking? And then when they're facing us, do we tell them how much they're great and good and talk all kinds of great stuff, but behind their back we stab them with our tongue? And do we speak curses over people? I mean, or do we speak life? Because, you know, blessings, and or do we speak death over people? The tongue's a powerful, powerful thing. Our words are powerful. In the book of Proverbs, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So it's very important to be careful what we speak. I know of a person that had a family member, and they had it was a young boy, and they had two sisters, and everybody was saying around them how much this boy was going to probably grow up gay, grow up homosexual, because he was around girls all the time, and he had two sisters, he didn't have any brothers, he was playing with dolls, and they kept saying he's probably going to turn out gay. And they said this for years, all his life. Well, he turned out gay. He turned out homosexual. They didn't realize it, but they were cursing him with their words. They weren't watching what they said, and they didn't even realize what they had done. And they probably still don't even realize it to this day. So we have to be very, very careful what we speak. And that's a show in itself, our tongue, or at least a good part of a show, is our words that we speak, and they bring life and death. And when we speak and we quote the word of God, you know, the angels of God hearken to his word, and they God perform it and make it come to pass. And God's word does not return void. So if we don't, it's that old saying, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. Even if you're just by yourself and you just feel like getting it off your chest, because trust me, you have to give an account for that word that you gave. So we have to be very, very careful. Because we only have this life to live, and accomplish this mission. This life, however long or short it is, sets, affects, and determines your eternity, which is forever. Think about it, forever. There was, my pastor had this illustration for somebody who was wondering to get an idea of what eternity was, and there's a place in, I think it's Cape Cod in Africa, and it's called Tabletop Mountain, and it's, I think that's what they call it, Tabletop Mountain, and it's a really, really tall mountain, and it's got this cloud covering the top of it. Sometimes when the cloud comes over, it looks like a tablecloth. So that's what they call it. And sometimes when it lifts, it doesn't. But that's what, I think that's why they called it. But anyway, they were saying that imagine a little bird like a sparrow, and they came to Tabletop Mountain, and they pecked their beak on it three times. And then they flew away, and they came back every day, and then flew away, and they did that three times. By the time they finally got down to the bottom of it, eternity would have just begun, just started. That's a long, long time. That was a good illustration. I'm going to find the Tabletop Mountain and put a picture of it on here for you. And so you can look at it and get an idea. And it's your responsibility to find your mission, to seek God. Use your talents and time and tongue and treasure and just you. To find what it is, what your mission is. Very, very, very important. You know, I'm going to go to another quick song, and then I'm going to be back with you in just a few minutes.
Follow you into
praise God for the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. Nothing like the Holy Spirit. I'm so grateful and thankful for the Holy Spirit. The day of Pentecost, and the Holy Spirit is everything that we need, and then some. He's everything that we need. He is comforter, friend, teacher, guide. In fact, if you've not been baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, and you would like to be, just repeat this prayer after me. Just say, Dear Lord Jesus, fill me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Amen. Fire! Fire, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Filled! 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 In the name of Jesus. Shokala baba basila baba basura la kasande halaba basure halaba basi halala ledese. Now just open your mouth and don't speak in any earthly language that you know, Spanish, English, Mexican, Filipino, whatever language, no language that you know. Just open your mouth and let the syllables come out and don't think about it. Just let it happen from your spirit. Shukura papa se kere papa sukuru dede se inalanda dede se kere andada dede se. There you go. Keep on speaking louder, louder. There you go. You got it. You got it. There you are. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for giving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, keep practicing, or not practicing, but just keep allowing the Holy Ghost to just speak for you. And before you know it, you won't just have a couple, it may just be a couple of syllables at once, but before you know it, it'll be more and more. So, I'm happy for you. And if you didn't get it right at this particular moment in time, don't be discouraged. Just stand on the Word of God and know that you will get it soon, because there have been testimonies of people that didn't get it right away. And then when they weren't thinking about it, they weren't in their head, they were just doing something else, some dishes or something, they just started speaking in tongues. It just came right out because they were standing in faith on the Word. Now, continuing then on with the last part of this lesson is, just on a side note to let you all know, I know that I do schedule these shows for 2 hours, but sometimes they're half an hour, sometimes they're 40 minutes, sometimes 45, hour, different varying lengths. So I just put them for 2 hours just in case I have enough time, in case I need it, so. Now, in this last part of this teaching, write the vision, make it plain. Habakkuk 2, verses 2 through 3 says, Therefore we must give the most earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by who heard him? God also bearing witness, both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. Philippians 2:12-13. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Your godly desires turn into godly goals inspired by the Holy Spirit. So the desires that we have, God is the one that places them there and gives us a desire to do those things. So they turn into godly goals, and they're inspired and directed and guided and led by the Holy Spirit. Focus in on the vision and move in that direction. Educate yourself. Associate with people who are successful in that field. Glean from them. Learn from their mistakes and from your own. For example, educate yourself on a certain topic, like if there's some kind of business you need to get involved in, or there's some kind of topic you want to teach on or just learn about, then educate. There's all kinds of things on the web, the internet, or even in books in the stores, or just YouTube. There's all kinds of places that you can educate yourself with. And associating with people who are successful in that field also helps, because it'll motivate you, and if you glean from them, learn from them, and also from their mistakes, because the best way to learn is from our own mistakes and from other people's mistakes. If we learn from other people's mistakes, then hopefully, if we learn from their mistakes, we will not make them ourselves. Now, 3 years of total focus will move you into your destiny, and this means a holy life, godly thoughts, godly words, godly actions, and godly deeds. Like earlier, I was speaking about words. You know, the tongue, we have to have godly words and thoughts, even having to train our the way we think, because sometimes, you know, you'd be saying something to somebody and then you're thinking something completely different, and just training the thought life to line up with the Word of God, to line up with this, having the mind of Christ and allowing His thoughts to be in there. Not every thought is yours, by the way. Some thoughts are fiery darts from the wicked one, from the devil, putting thoughts in your head that aren't even your own. And then you think, oh my goodness, I thought that thought. I can't believe it. It's really not your thought. So just take it captive to the obedience of Christ and let it make it line up with the Word of God. And so when these 3 years, we will have all of the above that I just mentioned, all of what I just said. And living a holy and a pure life is very vitally important, because who shall ascend into his holy hill? He has clean hands and a pure heart. And then godly actions, you know, being Christ-like, being Holy Ghost-possessed, if you want to call it that, allowing God to just take complete control of you, of your life, your thoughts, your words, your actions, and your deeds, and consecrating your life, your will, make it His will. Let Him take complete control. If Hitler or Saddam Hussein or these people that were possessed by devils, completely possessed, could one person could yield themselves completely to Satan and demons and wreak havoc and do the things that were done, then what can one man or one woman or one child filled with the Holy Ghost, yielded completely to the Holy Ghost, do? You won't know unless you do it, unless you yield completely to Him. But, oh my, So much, just beyond your wild, exceedingly abundantly above all you could ever hope, wish, or imagine, or dream, according to the power that is at work within you. And that power is the Holy Ghost. And the result will be a life fully controlled by the Spirit of God, resulting in you and me becoming a glove on the hand of God. You and I will fulfill our eternal purposes. You will fulfill your eternal destiny. You will fulfill your eternal purpose, and so will I. Now, in conclusion, I just want to say that be a faithful follower of Jesus. Be a witness and win souls. Be a tither and a giver. We spoke about that earlier. And raise the standard of your giving. If you're used to giving a certain amount, if it's whether it's money or clothes or time or talents or whatever it is, because time is also sowing. It's sowing your time. So if you're in a comfort zone with tithing and giving, raise the standard of that giving, and even tithing. If you don't want to just give 10%, you want to up that to 11%, 12%, 13%. Yes, you only have to give 10%, but if you feel like you want to raise that tithe, nothing wrong with that. Be spirit led in your giving, but always make sure it's 10% that you tithe or above, and also raise the standard of your giving and be plugged into a local church that has a vision. Because when you're faithful with something, with that the house's vision, God will make yours come to pass. And lastly, be teachable. It's very important to be teachable and to stay humble. So I pray that this blessed you in the conclusion of, excuse me, my mission, my purpose. I'm going to play a quick intro here from about winter camp meeting we have coming up on January 25th, as a matter of fact, from Sunday to Sunday, February 1st. It's going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to that time and pressing into the Lord. I'll be right back.
Hey, Rodney R. Brown here, inviting you to come and be a part with us. Winter Signs and Wonders Camp Meeting right here in Tampa, Florida, the 25th of January through the 1st of February. Two meetings a day, Sunday to Sunday. It's going to be epic. Get on a plane, get in a train, get in a bus, a bicycle, the back of a camel, whatever you need to do, in a canoe. Get here to Tampa. It's going to be a time of great praise and worship and the ministry of the Word and the move of the Holy Spirit. And the theme of this week is called Possessing the Land. And I believe 2015 is going to be the year of possessing the land. And we're going to see a mass mobilization of God's people for what God's purpose and plan is for their life for 2015. So what better way to dedicate right in the opening month of 2015? Come and be a part in the Winter Signs and Wonders Camp Meeting. I'm looking to see you. Come on.
Talking and I forgot to unmute my microphone. Okay, let me try this again. It's going to be a powerful, powerful time of pressing into the Holy Ghost, and it's going to be an awesome week. I'm looking forward to it. And for further information on that, go to revival.com. That's REVIVAL.com. So just go to revival.com, and it'll give you. And you can also pre-register there and find out more information. You can also watch the archives of all the shows that all the churches, church services, and so you can do that there as well. And you can also check out the River Bible Institute on there as well. Now, the River Bible Institute is awesome. I did 2 years there, and it's a wonderful, wonderful place. I'll be right back with you.
In the world, there is a problem. People are hurting. People are empty. Some very alone. People are broken. Many are lost. What they need is hope. They need They need love. They need a Savior. They need someone who will lay down their life. Someone with the fire of God who will hear God's call and bring Jesus to the world. What they need is a revival. There is a place called the River Bible Institute, a place dedicated to training believers how to live, minister, and flow in the anointing. And it's for anyone, whether your heart is in business or full-time ministry. This is a place the Word of God is taught and demonstrated. The Word will challenge those of you attending to find clarity in your calling and deepen your relationship with the Lord. It will provide you with a new perspective on how to reach the lost for Christ and live in God's life-changing power. It is a place where you will be empowered to make a difference and set your world on fire with revival. God is calling for all believers. Will you answer?
Good question. Will you answer? You answer the call of God in your life and the cry of the lost? If money has been an obstacle, paying tuition, I've got great news for you. I have been given a permission to give you a scholarship, full free scholarship. You don't have to pay it back. Just go to River.com. RiverSchoolOfWorship.com, RiverSchoolOfGovernment.com. So it's RiverBibleInstitute.com, RiverSchoolOfWorship.com, and RiverSchoolOfGovernment.com. You can go check it out there, and next intake is August of this year. I'm not sure the exact date yet, but I'll give you a lot of information on those websites, and also there's a couple links on revival.com as well. So there are links there. So also, if you have prayer request, feel free to call 866-857-4837. That's 866-857-4837. You can call 24/7 on that one. And also you can call 813-971-9999, but that's open just basically during normal, regular business hours. So if you have any prayer requests, comments, questions, feel free to email me at firetalkradio2, that's with a number 2, @yahoo.com. That's firetalkradio2, the number 2, @yahoo.com. Also, I'm looking to get as many followers as possible. If you want to just follow me, and on my homepage of Blog Talk, the more followers I get, the more I can apply for iHeartRadio. And I just think you get 100 followers, and you can apply there. So I'd love to have you follow me on my blog, on my homepage. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/firetalkradio2. That's number 2. It says blogtalkradio.com/firetalkradio2 with the number 2. And you can check out my Facebook page at facebook.com/firetalkradio2 with a number 2. So, also there's iTunes and Twitter, and if you're listening to this, because this is only one venue, one that is playing this teaching, there's iTunes, there's Roku, there's 20, at least 25 different other websites that are playing this podcast. So just to let those know that you can go to those places and then that way you can get information that you need. Well, I think that's everything. I think that covers everything. I hope, I pray. I'm so delighted you joined me tonight. Really glad you were here and be part of this special night. And you are loved. You are valuable. You are accepted in the Beloved. You're priceless to Him. You mean more to Him than anything. And He loves you so very much. And I love you. Until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of His hand and envelop you in His love.
He'll give you peace that passes understanding. When you rest in Him, your problems, they will grow dim. He'll give you peace that passes understanding. So just trust in Him, and His peace will come in. When I'm on my way and I don't know which way to go, my mind just spins and everything's becoming gray. I just turn to Him. In the glory realm, I cast my cares into His hands. He takes them all and gives me His rest. He'll give you peace that passes understanding. When you rest in Him, your problems, they will grow dim. He'll give you peace that passes understanding. So just trust in Him, and His peace will come in. So if it seems that all you have is falling away, and everywhere you go the sky seems gray, you just turn to Him. Those are temporal things. Stand on His word and His praises sing. And by His love and grace, He'll give you rest. He'll give you peace that passes understanding. When you rest in Him, your problems, they will grow dim. He'll give you peace that passes understanding.
Let your mercy draw me near.